You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In Psachim, so we had a machloikis between Chizki and Rabbi Bo, whether something that's also b'achila is also also b'ana. If it's also b'achila, is it also b'ana? Rabbi Bo holds anything that's also b'achila is also b'ana. And Chizki resolves, no, that's not a true klal. It's only by chametz, because by chametz it says lo ye achel, lo ye bahet rachil. In other words, you can't use the money that you make from selling chametz, or the money you save if you used chametz, and then usually a person buys food with money that he makes. That's the staple of life. And therefore, the term meant not only you can't eat, but you also can't have anna. Only by chametz. Now, the Gemara goes to many cases, dam, and in each case, the Gemara brings a brisa that how could you say dam is asur b'hanah, quote of a bow, since you can't eat it, it should be asur b'hanah too. Yet we have a brisa that the dam that used to go through the Zbeach that used to sell it to fertilize land and so forth. Gidonosha Gemara brings that you're not allowed to give a thigh of an animal to a guy to sell to him unless you remove the Gidonosha, because he thinks he's getting one that's removed from the Gidonosha, right? And he thinks he's in weight, right? He weighs it, it weighs 10 pounds. He doesn't realize, he thinks the Gidonosha is not this, he's getting 10 pounds of meat. The gid is not really edible, but it's also to eat, the Torah says to us. So you see, you're getting hana, right? When you're selling it to him.
The only... you also hana.
Yeah, yes, a good point. Trefa, you also, that's true. True, trefa is one of the exigens. So we'll get to that in a second. So you see, it's mutter. So each one, like Bitzik is pointing out, the Gemara says they are psukim to tell mutter. Bitzik is saying trefa. Trefa. You're allowed to go ahead, and what do you do with trefa?
No.
You give what? You don't throw it out. You give it to your dog, right? You give it to your dog.
Meat?
What?
It's a mitzvah.
There are rishonim that he's right, that hold it as a mitzvah, that it's called a mitzvah. Gemara in Yuma, even Rabbi Yossi, I remember, says it's like a lavanitak lasay. But a kuponim, you see from there that it's mutter bahana. So each one, by the way, nevela, this is where you learn out. And nevela, you sell to an akum, or you give it to a getoy, give it to a getoy of akum. And Rashi brings the chazal, godel schar ha-kelev, yoyser mischar ha-akum. That nevela is already rats, it's already a behemoth that's on. Trefa is a regular good behemoth, except it's trefa. You shecht a bim, you found a trefa. Why? Because the kelev, they didn't bark in Mitzrayim. I'll just tell you, Rabbi Yitzi to be yoitza a shtickel, not svasemis, but a ravutna. Ravutna, you say, what is the kelevim didn't bark the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Right? Nice. It was nice decorum. What is it all about? Nice decorum. Right? What is it? So I was once at a bar mitzvah at a certain shul, and the people say that over there, they sometimes daven when they talk, right? They sometimes daven when they talk. I was there, it was very nice, it was very quiet, it was very beautiful. So I called the rabbi, I said, it's beautiful. I said, then I told one the person that says, oh, the rav took us in, he says, you know, Rabbi Yeager is going to be here this Shabbos. Let's be quiet. I don't want him to think who we even know who we really are. But if they were a kuponim, so what is it? So Ravutna said, Amir de Gazach. It says in Chazal that a kelev is kilev. He's like the heart of his master.
Kulole.
What?
Kulole.
Kulole, right. It's like the heart of his, meaning, like we say in English, man's best friend, right? That's what I've heard, that many times people's dogs look like them. That's as I zogt in a place, whether it's emes or not, the place nicht. But a kuponim, in other words, the dog thinks he knows he says, that's the chutzpah, the Calvin Chatzifin. What's the chutzpah of a dog? He barks? Okay, barks. But no, that he thinks he's equal to human being. What happened the night of Mitzrayim? We got out of Mitzrayim. We became Atem Kruyim Adam. Adam Atem. The different genre of a human being. They looked and they saw, this is not the same human being. So it says that's what means Vayachetz Kelvasher. And they say there's no match to that's the anyway, that's the schar. But the Rabbi Yitzchak's right. The Gemara goes to many things. Then the Gemara asks, according to Chizkiya, who says it's mutter, okay, so we understand that it's mutter. But we know Arla is also special pasuk, and Anna, special pasuk. We know Klai Karim is also. So the Gemara really doesn't find a nafkamina between the two. Because everywhere where it's mutter b'ana, if a bow has a special pasuk to say it's mutter b'ana. Everywhere where it's bizasulana, Chizki has a special pasuk to say it's asubana. So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? My benayu, what is medaya? So Tosis is a caution. That's what I wanted to get to based on last week's shia. I'll say it over a little, but first the kasha. Frek Tosis is a kasha that there's something called chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha. What is chametz nuksha? I think, I'm not sure. Maybe you can look in the art score. Maybe they did, you know, we'll tell you a little more about it. It's what sometimes they write retard spoilage on a package. It doesn't become fully chametz. It reaches a certain point, doesn't become its nuksha. And the Gemara says that you have a special pasuk, the chametz nuksha is asur on Pesach. Chametz nuksha is asur. Kol machmetzes loisachelu comes to tell you that even nuksha is asur. In other words, because it doesn't have the power to go ahead and be mechametz tzadeh. You take bread, you can put it into dough, it will help in the, it has enough yeast in it. This doesn't have it. Now, there's a machoikis Rashi and Tais system, whether you're over Bal Yirah. Whether you're over Bal Yirah. Tais says you're not over Bal Yirah. It's just a din that you can't eat it. So Tais, so a special quote to Tais is, it has different dinim than chametz. It's also bachila, but yet, midaraisa, you could keep it. Tais wants to say you should get rid of it because you might come to eat it. But lamaisa Bal Yirah, there's no Bal Yirah. So Tais asks, here's the nafkamina. Here would be a beautiful nafkamina. Nafkamina would be like this. It says, kol machmetzas loisachelu. So the kol machmetzas loisachelu tells you, you can't eat nuksha. But according to Chizki, according to Rabbeu, since it says loisachelu, it's also bachila. According to Chizkiya, that should be mutabana. That's Tosis's kasha. That's Tosis's kasha. So the chiddush and Tosis bleibt schwer. We know it's not true, and Tosis deals a really big ray. According to Chizki, I have a bow, it should be also ba'ana. So why one said that's enough kamina? Chizki should be mutana. And the Ran says once you see by chametz, regular chametz, that Chizki holds it's also ba'ana, you could learn out from there. Tosis was a bother with that. Tosis the answer, but that's the answer to answer. That it, since it's not that, then Rishonim are naming on for a Dover Poshet. They're assuming as a Dover Poshet that a quarter of a boat's also Behana. Now, okay, so Memela, that's their Kashim, that's what the Ran answers. Mistama, the answer is that you learn out from regular Chametz, that just like Chametz, a quarter of Rav Chizkiya is also Bachila and Anna, so too Chametz Nuksha.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
It's also Behana. No, because since you see, I mean, stam chametz lo yachol. That's a special din. So you learn out that the Torah wanted chametz to be also ba'ana.
Because it says
yachol instead of lo yachol. Okay. I want to say now chiddush based on what we learned last week, and let's just chaz over what Rabbis is the yesod of Rabbis Zalman in Pshat and the Rambam. What was the problem? The Rambam in Hilchas Macholos Asuris paskins like of a bowl. That means anything that's also bachila is also ba'na. Therefore, whatever you find that's also ba'na, it's because it says don't eat. Those that are mutter are special psukim. Like Rabbi Yitzchak said, treifet says the kel tashiuch, chaylev, kol malachas yaseloi. So the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says. In Hilchis chametz amatzah, he says chametz is also ba'na, because it says lo ye'achol, which is chizki, and the question was the Kesu Mishnah and Lecha Mishnah asks, why do you need a pasuk lo ye'achol if he pasuk of a bow that everything is also bakila? So basically, what Rabbi Zalman answers is that there's something, and we'll just talk a little about that no more. Issa gavra and an issa cheftza. There's something that's also, because the thing itself is also to eat, right? It's also to eat. There's something wrong with the thing. There's other things that also, that's you not to eat it. Meaning, chametz v'pesach is really limited in time. And if it's limited time, it's not really a issa cheftza. Last week I didn't say, but it's avi nezer that goes in. It's a gavra, it's a chefza. We don't really know what it means. But he says basically it is like this, that there's something that's also, for instance, we know, right? Rashi says in Chumash that, like a reifa tells a person, when you can't eat these and these things. He says, yeah, but he didn't tell that person. He says, because you have a different composition, right? Let's make nowadays, right? We know most of us are past 30 here. Right? And we know red meat is not something we should be eating. Right? Or maybe yesterday we had in Shabbos, every shir ate with their bachim, and the wives of the koil ate downstairs. And they gave the bachim their meat food. And if your wife would see it, she would just, you know. So the bachim, sorry, maybe you're not eating it. The rabbis are not here. I didn't say it, but I'm just playing it out in their minds. So I told him, the Yankov Ravine, Yosef, when he was in Mitzrayim, how did he stop to do all the veras? I said, Tmus Shola Rebetzin is here. I can't, you know, if she sees me taking this cold cuts and this and Frankfurter rolls and what's so forth. That's a mazel tov, 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks ago. So please. Anyway, you here?
No.
So, because he has a different composition. Younger, you know, maybe could eat it or, you know, everything. So Rashi says, we have a different composition. We can eat the veilus. We can eat treifus. We can, right? So Be'etzim, there's something wrong with the food. Avnei says maybe it's because we're on a higher madrega, but whatever, there's something wrong with this food. Mashen can something, let's say truma. I can't eat truma. There's something about truma that's forget. It's because I'm not of the madrega to eat truma. I want to eat kachim. You can't eat, just go ahead and eat kachim. Goes on the mizbeach. It goes for koyin. Whatever the thing is. So Memela, he says like this, and he bases it on a Yerushalmi we said last week, that something that's also for zman doesn't have this klal of a verbo. Because if you think about it, what's a verbo? He said there's something intrinsically wrong with this food. So it's so intrinsically wrong, you can't even be nena. Or let's put it this way. Like Rabbi Kivega explains, what does it mean, t'asu b'achilu b'asu b'ana? That means really what the Torah meant was, don't have enough from this. Don't have anything to do with it. Don't eat it, don't sell it. I, the Torah, said don't eat it. That's the common way of doing it. That's the common way. Usually you don't take chametz and use it as soap. Usually you don't take, that's the common way. In other words, every time the Torah says achila, it's an example, the prime example of hana, but it means hana. That's a one side, that just to make it easy. We don't have to say that, but that's what we're going to say. So he says something that's also for zman shouldn't fall into that category. The Gemara says it does, because Gemara says, Rabbo says it on chametz, says the Rabbi Zalman, there's a big difference. By chametz, right, there's two shitas. We have Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. We all know chametz she'avol av Pesach, we don't buy. What does it mean, chametz she'avol av Pesach? You can't walk into a store, right, the Mel White's, and buy after Yom Tov. I don't know if it still exists, Mel White's. Used to be, is that Bingo? Is that the same place?
I don't know.
Is that the, yeah? Oh, what? Is that what? I can't hear. Never heard of it. Of what?
No, groceries. Oh, Burnside. It was on Merchandise.
Before this Bingo over there.
Yeah, Bingo. Yeah,
so it used to be Mel White's
Stop and Shop.
So Stop and Shop, or maybe it's even before. Okay, Sala. Come on, some of us remember Mel White's. It has to be. Mel White's was a Yid. So I remember that what they did was they used to have a whole thing. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Yamin Oliver Shom instituted then the stores here, that they had a lawyer write that any chametz that comes into these stores doesn't belong to the store, But it was a real thing. He was very upset that the Rabbanim here didn't allow it. He said, my father allowed it. How could you not allow it? You know, but they, at the end they did. But many Rabbanim spoke against it. Or it's, I don't know. Those of your lawyers could figure out what they did exactly. But that, well, that's called chametz over Pesach. So what do? You go to Costco and you buy your chametz. There you go to, like I said, I use a beer Matzei Shabbos. I go to one of the bodegas Matzei Pesach and I buy in a bodega, right? I go to a bodega and I buy over there. So, right, the Goyin says to make avdala on beer Matzei Pesach. Did I mention this last week? Okay. So, but from what? Why? Because chametz over Pesach is mutter. The issur is only on Pesach. Rab Shimon made it, says that the Pshat Mishnah is that the Gemara says, according to Rab Shimon, there's a knas because a yid was over Baal Yirah, therefore the Torah acid it. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Nei Rabbi Yehuda where a person had a liquor store, let's say, I don't know if that was given. He had the liquor, he had the chametz, he had a liquor store, and he was on his deathbed, and they didn't think about selling his chametz, they were busy taking care of him. And he died Erev Pesach. Yeah. What would you paske? He died Erev Pesach in the afternoon. What would you say about the chametz?
Where the kids yarshin lola was it a plus geshe? Not is the Yerusha. What the question? There was Yerusha.
No, what is like?
I don't.
What
is that resha in this?
I don't want to say it. I want to. Will you just say
yarshin automatically? If the yarshin automatically, then it takes it to the father's shoes. Then it was also for the father.
They were over by Yerusha.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. They yarshined it, and it went through Pesach, and then there. So they were over by
not a fair. So they couldn't do anything. It's not a fair knas to them. What kind of punishment?
That's a good point. But Chazal made a little nice.
Let's hear that time.
What?
That point. Wasn't
too speaky.
Well, what second was back?
He passed away, so he doesn't own it anymore. And before it goes to someone else's.
Right, so now, do they yarshin it?
It's Tvisus Amayin yarshin. It's not yarkik, it's Tvisus Apios.
Well, because what is
it? It's not yarkik being over.
To put this?
This is the entity.
Belongs one son, okay, first. But there's two sexes, two sons, that wouldn't help.
Why?
This is a bit of the says that, and therefore, one is comments on S. Oh, but it could be. No B. Could be, no.
Yerusha doesn't dance.
Oh.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Maybe Yerusha, that's where you were starting to. Maybe Yerusha doesn't take place on Isuria, not. That's one Shiloh. I will leave the Raya's.
That was Zuraya by a guy who's Megayer.
Yes.
He could give over his Geshkis. Zuraya, there is Yerusha by Sarma.
A Ger.
By a Ger. He could give over his Geshkis.
Okay, now you're talking. Now you're talking. Okay, good. So good. We'll leave that, but that's. We're not going into that, but that's good. And the Shaila was, A, do the Yarshin. B, Erev Pesach, is there Baal Yirah? And we'll talk about that another. And C, do the Chazal make a Knas? Loved Afkan Baal Yirah. Maybe on Tashmish. Let's say it was a Ger that died, Erev Pesach. Nobody gets Efker. But the Ger was over Tashbisu. Is there such a thing as being over Tashbisu? Right? What I mean, though, is Tashbisu like Mila, that you do it in the 8th day, so you do it in the afternoon, or every second that I don't, I'm being over in Issos. So did they make a knas on Tashbisu? So we'll talk all about this. Okay, let's leave it right now. But I kupon him, so Reb Shimon holds it a knas. Midraisa chametz is also only on Pesach. Also, it's Issos man. Rabbi Yehuda holds chametz shel Pesach is also not only a Jew's, a goy's. A quarter of Yehuda, you can't go into a goy's store. You have to wait till it's baked after Pesach. You have to wait a few minutes and it's baked. That's what Gemara says. So that means the chametz that's one baked.
Oh, hello, Shpantis.
The chametz that's there.
Why? You're busy dude, able to.
You didn't realize. The chametz that's on Pesach is also forever. Also, it's a Issa Hefts already. Chometz goes through Pesach. So says Rabbis Zalman like this. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's why the Gemara brought Rav Abbo's drasha for chametz, because it's also forever. But according to us, that we pass like Rav Shimon, that chametz is limited to Pesach, it's not us, sir. We know it is us. So the Rambam says it's also because he agrees to Chizkiyah's drasha of Lo Yeyachel, and that's why the Rambam brought Lo Yeyachel. So I'm going to say a chiddush and needs looking into a little, but we'll leave with this chiddush. That chametz nuksha could be, and there's no mufursha raya except one place in Gemara, which we'll deal another time, that chametz nuksha, since Tosfos, I'm sorry, I skipped one step. Tosfos says that even if you hold like a Yehuda, that chametz shavah Pesach is also, but not chametz nuksha. Because since chametz nuksha is a chiddush, the chiddush is only on Pesach, but not after Pesach. That means it's a Isser Chef Agavra. And there's no din that it's also forever. And there's no din of Lo Yeyachel. So could be, according to the Rambam, Chometz Nuksha is Muta Bahana. It's Mamish Muta Bahana. Mamish Muta Bahana. There's a Gemara that says, you take Chometz Nuksha and you burn it. But that could be, you're burning it not because of the Issa Hana Shaba. You're burning it because you might come to eat it. And I will leave for right now. But if you say that the pshat is that they could be mechadish, that chametz nuksha is mutabana, it answers Tosis kasha. Tosis asks, why didn't the Gemara say that the nafkamina between Chizkiyah? I'm sorry, we didn't give out sheets, so you also can't write your notes today. To bring paper from now on, shamshit. So chametz, it could be that as far as nuksha, everybody would agree that it's muta bahana. And therefore, when the Gemara says, my benai, what's Taisus kasha? According to Rabbo, it's also bana. According to Chizkiyah, it's muta bana. According to Rambam, could be no. Even Rabbo would hold it's also bana. Because it's an Issa Lezman. And Issa Lezman doesn't have this day.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.